Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
You guys are going to think that we are playing the same audio that we played from yesterday or the day before when it comes to the World Series, because Freddie Freeman is that guy.
Give Mo a break. This is a sensitive topic.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it changes a little bit for Mo today.
That's true.
Because at the end of the day, the Yankees saved their season last night by blowing out the Dodgers. That part I'm very happy about. But Freddie Freeman, I mean, every single day we come in here, I say our former Atlanta Brave, who was beloved here, is now playing with the Dodgers, hits another home run. He comes up in the first inning yesterday. Bam!
That's his getting. It's huge. Freeman cracks one deep to right field. And going again!
Again!
Freeman floating in the World Series.
Unbelievable.
Four games, four home runs.
Wow.
Well, this one wasn't like the others, meaning it wasn't inner half where he has made the Yankees pay and the Dodgers happy. This one he went out and got. A flatter slider, but the same result. Short right field porch.
Hey,
man is locked in.
Yeah, Katie, if we can, because I know Mo really wants to hear that multiple times. So if we can get all the cracks of the bat every single time Freeman has hit a dinger, that would be amazing.
What Freddie Freeman is doing is absolutely unbelievable. But the Yankees had 11 runs yesterday. Can we play each and every one of those as well 20 times? I mean, we did win last night.
Congratulations.
That's not the part we had to talk about.
We're still applauding Freddie, man. So that's four home runs and four games, and I think in the last two games that he played in the last World Series he was in, he hit two home runs also. So that's six straight games, if I have this right, that he's hit a home run in.
Is that? I mean, that has to beat a record, right?
I don't think anybody's ever done that.
I don't know.
Incredible.
I know way back in the day they used to call Reggie Jackson like Mr. October because he was hitting home run after home run after home run, but I don't know where it compares to Freddie. But again, this is funny. So last night I turned the game on and they are going to the bottom of the first inning and the score is 2-0. And I say to Amanda in bed, I'm like, I wonder if Freddie hit a home run. And then as they're going to show the score, they're showing Freddie in the dugout. And I'm like, oh my God, he did. He hit another one.
At what point do you just stop pitching to him? As a Yankee fan, I feel like that man is so locked in. Yes. Just let him take first.
Yes. As a pitcher, you just go, you know what? Go to second.
Don't even
go to first.
We'll give you second.
Bypass first.
Don't even bring him back to the game.
All right, so courtesy of ESPN, Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman homered in the first inning of Game 4 of the World Series, breaking a World Series record with a homer in six consecutive games.
That's crazy.
That's
man.
Impressive, man.
He should still be here.
He
should be doing that for the Braves. All right, so tell us about this friend of yours that likes to test, quote-unquote, women on dates.
So I always think it's tricky, right, when you say openly that you test the people that you date. Because it just can kind of feel, I guess, awkward in a sense of like, why are you testing somebody so early that you're dating?
I don't feel like that's weird, because I was even noticing last week when I was out with somebody, I was kind of mentally testing them, not actually like putting in front of them like things they needed to do. But if they would do something in a weird way, I'm like, my future husband would never do that. You know, like it just kind of in the back of your mind, you're like, it doesn't really feel like it's adding up for what's going to be good for me.
Isn't there the very famous one from some movie back in the day where she like makes him open her car door? The Bronx Tale. That's the test that she gives a guy every single time.
Right. When she gets in the car, does she lean over to actually open the door for you after you let her in the car?
Right.
That's a great example of how you test on a date. So my guy has a test that he openly told me he does for every woman on the third date.
I'm the a-hole that when you open the door for me and you get in right before you start to open the door, I hit the lock button.
If you're driving, you can pull off a little bit, right?
I think that would be a great test, because I think that's a fun girl.
That's
right,
funny.
There. That's a second date.
Man, I used to do that to my husband, but then we got to a point, he's like, it's not funny anymore.
Typically, he says the way his dates go, when he's dating someone new, he's old-fashioned, like Bert and myself. He always pays for the first date. He doesn't believe it should go any other way. If he pays for the first two dates as a man, he doesn't mind if he pays for the third date, but he gives the woman an opportunity to pay for the third date before he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he purposely waits until when the check is coming on the table and he goes to the bathroom, just completely not even be at the table.
What do you mean?
When the check comes and they put it on the table, he's like, I'll be right. He goes and leaves the table and goes to the bathroom and sees if she's going to pay while he's in the bathroom.
Exactly.
This is a bad test.
How is she going to handle it?
I don't like feeling set up, because here's the thing. I'm always going to reach for my card and I'm always going to say, do you want to go halvesies on this? But if you go to the bathroom and then expect me to put my card down, to me, that feels like you're now trying to corner me into paying. And I would never do that to a guy. I would never go to the bathroom when the check came out with him. So I don't feel like that's quite fair.
Now, if she just puts her card on the table and she hasn't paid it, that to me is the same amount of credit right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a pass for him.
Uh-huh.
So that's a win, right? So, but in his mind, the way he broke it down to me is, normally you go on a first and second date, we get to know each other. You don't even know if I'm worth your time. I don't know if I'm worth yours, but I'm willing to pay to see and figure it out.
Sure.
By the time I go on a third date, that means we grooving. We going somewhere. Mm-hmm. So now I want to see, when you got an opportunity to go out your way to do something for me, are you going to do it? Or are you just going to sit back and continue to let me handle it as I've always have the first two times? Because in his brain, if I pay for the first two dates and I happen to go to the bathroom and it's a lighter check, let's say it's a $30, $40 lunch, in his mind, her card should be on the table when he gets back, or should be taken care of. But if she's just sitting there waiting for him to get back and pay for that third date, he will not go on a fourth date with that woman. Like, he has a stand on business rule that if her card is not on that table when he gets out of that bathroom, no fourth date.
Abby, if that happened to you, if you've been on 50 dates, right, and 50 guys were doing the same test, how many times would you fail that one?
I'm going to the third date 50 times. This is a new record for me. So for me, I mean, this is basically what happened to me with London Boy. I explained, like, he was disappearing to the bathroom, and it started to happen so frequently that I started to feel, like, pushed into a corner. And I had no problem splitting the bill or the check in any kind of way, but it does feel like, because it's so manipulative, that's a red flag for me. It's not so much about the principle of if you want to know if I'm going to pay or not, because I'm always going to offer my card. It's the fact that I feel like you are pushing me into doing it.
Do you feel like it's still manipulative if he completely is willing to pay? Like, he's not going to get out of paying. Right? That's not his goal. He's willing to pay it, and he will pay for it. He won't even tell you that was a test. Like, he doesn't say anything.
Sure.
He just wants to see if you're going to take initiative in a situation where you get an opportunity to do it.
It feels manipulative to me.
Really?
The going to the bathroom feels manipulative to me. Like, I'm going to see what she's going to do. And I had a therapist once that said that sometimes we will do these kinds of tests that are almost raising the bar so high that we almost want people to prove us right so that we can feel more comfortable with I knew they were going to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to kind of push people away and be avoidant. So when I see that, it almost feels like you want me to fail.
That's interesting.
I don't see this very differently.
Yeah.
I want you, like, I would want to go out on a fourth date. I'd be in that bathroom hoping, coming to the bathroom, that you are coming back from the bathroom, that you had the card down, because I would want it to work.
But I've been in too many of those relationships, and that's been too scarring. So that would be a real test.
Yeah, I think it's a good test for that third, fourth date to see if you're going to bring the same energy I'm bringing or not. And if not, yeah. I think it's nothing wrong with saying, okay, I think I'm going to move on here.
All right, let me give you guys a reminder. On Tuesdays and Thursdays now, we are hooking you guys up with $1,000, like five times a day or something like that on Q99.7. Solomon Brothers is helping us with this. But here's what you need to know. You can't get that grand unless you sign up for it first. So we need you to go to Q997Atlanta.com. Go ahead and sign up for the $1,000. And then tomorrow morning, listen for your name. It starts at 7 in the morning. That'll be the first time we pay $1,000 out. And we'll do this all day on Thursday. Then next week, we're doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But you got to sign up for it first. So do that today. Put that number one on your to-do list. Go to Q997Atlanta.com for your $1,000.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.